Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing the fifth parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Hey, Mishnah Tes. Says the Mishnah, Tanur Shabam Chutach Mibesu Uman. If you have an oven that comes from the Uman, from the shop, already cut up into different sections, so basically it's assembled at home. You buy an oven from IKEA, Va'asabo Limudin, and you made hoops for it to hold the sections together to be able to make it into an oven. V'nosna Lav, and you put the hoops over the sections and you form them into an oven. V'huta, the oven was formed by these sections, was tahar, can become tamei before the hoops were placed over them, nitma, but now that you put the hoops over them, they can become tamei, because it holds the sections of the oven tightly in place, and therefore now it's an oven, now it functions as an oven. Silek is limudav, but if you then take the hoops off that are holding it in place, tahar, then the oven becomes tahar, because it's no longer a functional oven, it's just a bunch of pieces. Hechzirlo, tahar, and if you now put those hoops back to hold it back into place, even though it had previously become tamei, it's now a brand new oven, so it's tahar. And the fact that you had heated it up previously doesn't matter, because this is a new oven. Mercho batit, if after putting the hoops back to hold it together, you put mud or cement over the oven, mekabel tumah, then it's able to be mekabel tumah, because that makes it that it's all one whole oven. Again, venos arachlasikenuin, you don't even need to heat it up in order for it to be mekabel tumah shekvar husak, because it was already heated originally before you ever removed the hoops and broke it down. Mishnah Yud. If you cut the oven from, horizontally, and you cut it into rings, and you put sand in between the rings, Rabbi Elazar mitar v'cham mitar. No, this is the case of Tana Shalachnai. I said the wrong, right? So Rabbi Elazar says it's tzar, and the Chacham say that it's tamei. Zehu Tana Shalachnai. That's the case of the Tana Shalachnai. Chnai means like a snake, because Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham, were going around each other with a lot of different rayas to their shitos. Yoros ha'arvin shu chofer ba'aretz v'toch betit, the pots of Arabians that which are ovens that a person digs in the ground and puts cement over their walls, or mud over their walls, if the mud is able to stand, it's like a clay that could stand on its own tamei, then the oven is tamei, because it's considered a real kli. V'imlav, but if it's not able to stand on its own, tahar. V'zeu tanur shel bendinoi, and this is called the tanur of bendinoi, which was well known also, because there was a lot of halachic debate about this tanur as well. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Tes, we spoke about a tanur that comes in pieces, and you made rings around it to hold it together. So at that point, it's mekabel tumah, but if you remove those rings, it becomes tahar. And we discuss what happens when you put those rings back. Is it a brand new oven? So it depends whether you're mercho betit or not. And then in Mishnah Yud, we spoke about that if it's broken up into rings, and you put sand in between the rings, and you coat it with clay, so that's the machlokas of Blazer and the Chum, and that's known as the Tanur Shel Achnoi. And we spoke about these pots of Arabians that they dig into the ground, and they're tach betit. So if you're able to, if the tit is able to stand on its own, then it's tamei. Otherwise, it's tar. And that's also a famous case known as the Tanur Shel Ben Dinai. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Yud Aleph.